Now, I have to do this, yeah, and close so you can see the connection. So turn with me, and it's just take me a couple minutes. I know it's a little lengthy, but it's just 4 minutes after. 2 more minutes won't hurt you, will it? And this is 1 Corinthians 2:6. I'm not going to read all of it. I'm just going to read about 3 verses. And this is from the Amplified, so you can get the full meaning. That's what it does. It amplifies. He said, "Yet when, now notice what he said. Yet when we are among the full-grown, spiritual, mature Christians. See, some of these things." You have a hard time going into because it choked babies. But when we get among, there's some things I discuss with people who are mature in the Lord that I don't say to babies because they can't take it. Amen. You don't try to give a baby a steak. Yet, and when you get some people mature enough, the Holy Ghost can say some things to them. But when they always question everything you say and you're reading it in the scripture, go read it for yourself. Yet when we are among the full-grown, spiritual, mature Christians who are ripe in their understanding, we do impart a higher wisdom, the knowledge of divine plan previously hidden. But it is indeed not the wisdom of this present age, of this world, nor of the leaders and rulers of this age, who has been brought to nothing and are doomed to pass away, But rather what we are setting forth is a wisdom of God, once hidden. See, notice what he said, once hidden. See, when I those scriptures I read in Job and all that, this wisdom wasn't known to them. It was hidden. Once hidden from human understanding and now revealed. That's why Job said what he said. The Lord gives and the Lord takes away. If he had the wisdom of God, he never said it. And now revealed to us by God, that wisdom which God devised and decreed before the ages for our glorification. Why did he do it? To lift us into the glory of his presence. Did you hear what he just said? To lift you out of this darkness and bring you into his glorious presence. What do you mean? Join you to himself. So you can see like he see, so you can hear like he hear, you can do what you hear his word, and you begin to talk like him. His glorious presence. All right? Let me find myself. All right, verse 8. Here we go. This is the verse I want to read, and I'll stop right here, I promise. None of the rulers of this age, our world, proceed, recognize, and understood this. They didn't perceive it. They didn't recognize it. Neither did they understood this. For if they had, they never would have crucified the Lord of glory. See, he didn't know when he crucified Jesus that God was going to make you like himself. Woo-hoo. And that's why we got to get this revelation. We got to get this. This is the mystery. We've been made just like God. We're God's children. Amen. With all the wealth, all the power, all the authority, all the ability, we've been joined to God through Jesus Christ. Jesus sitting at the right hand of God. Where are we? In him at the right hand of God. And that's why you, me, us, have to do something about this earth, not God. He told us, you preach it. You cast out a devil. You set the captive free. You rise up and take authority. Stop letting the devil run over your home. Stop letting your loved one go to hell. And you tell them. You tell the devil. They are saved. I'm calling them in. And ain't nothing you can do about it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now somebody else's family or over yonder, you may not can do something about them, but you can do something about your household.
Amen.
Ursha, y'all better come on. I ain't kidding you. I just got warmed up. Hallelujah.